Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great. His preaching today is entitled, Is God's Time Our Time?
Justice shall flourish in God's time, and fullness of peace forever. Justice shall flourish in God's time, and fullness of peace forever. O God, with your judgment endow all rulers, and with your justice their offspring. They shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment. Justice shall flourish in God's time, and fullness of peace forever. For they shall rescue the poor when they cry out, and the afflicted who have no one to help them. They shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor they shall save. Justice shall flourish in God's time, and fullness of peace forever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous deeds. And blessed forever be God's glorious name. May the whole earth be filled with God's glory. Justice shall flourish in God's time, and fullness of peace forever. I chose to focus on the responsorial psalm for Wednesday of the third week of Advent. Justice shall flourish in God's time and fullness of peace forever. Because in just the middle of the third week of Advent, this is already the fourth time we are hearing this responsorial psalm refrain and this wonderful psalm setting, Psalm 72. It was used in the first couple of weeks of Advent and most notably on the second Sunday of Advent, the fourth time in just a couple of weeks. And I'm thinking it is trying to get a message across to us and ask us whether or not it is the time of justice today, now in our world. Is this the time of justice? Is God's time our time? Is God's justice our justice? It is important that we allow this refrain and this psalm to continue to impact all of our thinking during this season of Advent and during whatever prayers we offer in expectation of Christmas Day and the coming of the Prince of Peace. I was thinking that as a Dominican, we are being asked for the last couple of years now to focus on a month of peace in the month of December. An annual Dominican month of peace this year is focused on India. In 2017, we showed our solidarity with Dominicans promoting the National Peace Accord in Colombia. And in 2018, we supported our brothers and sisters struggling for democracy and peace through credible elections in the Democratic Republic of Congo. This year, we focus on India and the plight of indigenous peoples, women's rights, and enslaved children. Dominicans have a long history of presence in India. The history of Indian Dominicans is almost as old as the order's history. In 1291, a spirited Dominican from the Roman province named Nicholas of Pistoia reached India and preached the gospel in Milapur, Tamil Nadu, for over a year. Today there are 159 friars, 452 sisters, 5 nuns, 143 lay Dominicans, and 109 Dominican youth in India. And this month we're asked to focus on India, specifically in regard to human rights, to the indigenous peoples, to women and children. Human trafficking in India, although illegal under Indian law, remains a significant problem. Women and girls are trafficked within the country for the purposes of commercial sexual exploitation and forced marriage. Men and boys are trafficked for the purposes of labor and may be sexually exploited by traffickers to serve as gigolos, massage experts, escorts, and anything like those. A significant portion of children are subjected to forced labor as factory workers, domestic servants, beggars, and agriculture workers. We are asked to be very aware of the plight of so many of the people of India, to pray for them, to do whatever we can for them. We are asked by this psalm today to pray for our leaders, that political leaders and spiritual leaders will do their part to change the plight of indigenous peoples and of women and children who are forced to serve in these slave-like conditions. Each one of us in our own countries are challenged to pray for our political leaders as well as our bishops and our spiritual leaders. We are challenged during this month of peace to be sensitive to it in India as well as where we live. I was thinking we also need to be aware of our own leadership roles and ask ourselves, how do we, in whatever leadership capacity we participate, how do we demonstrate the kind of justice, equality, empathy, and compassion reflected in Psalm 72? No matter how large or small our leadership roles may be, is justice the band around our waists? Is justice the scarf around our necks? Maybe every time we put on a belt, as we're dressing in the morning, we can ask ourselves and think of the role of justice. Am I belting myself with justice? Or a cincture, if we wear cinctures and albs as priests who celebrate Mass. Am I wrapping myself in justice? Am I dressing myself each day for the cause of justice? Something as simple as getting dressed every day can actually serve to heighten our awareness of the roles we play in the cause of justice. Is God's time our time? I guess that depends on how much we participate in the cause of justice right where we live. The scriptures for the season of Advent 2019 are reminding us consistently that justice shall flourish in God's time, and fullness of peace forever. The question I have to ask myself, is God's time my time? Is God's time our time? Justice shall flourish in God's time. I pray that God's time is the very same as ours.